The Emperor Trajan understood the importance of defeat and annexation of Parthia in Germany. His campaign against the Dacians, which we saw immortalized on his columns, was one such securing of the Danubian frontier. And he ended his life in the east on a campaign against Parthia. But his successor again, Hadrian, gave up these conquests. Once again, he reached a balance of power agreement with the Parthians, and then, along the northern frontier, literally sought to wall the barbarians out. The Great Wall of Hadrian, still running across northern Britain, the greatest single Roman monument north of the Alps, is this testimony to his belief that he could wall out foreign policies, just like his frontier of stone along the Rhine and the Danube. But foreign policy cannot be walled out. And in the late 2nd and 3rd century, both frontiers would break. The Parthians would raid again and again into the fairest provinces of the east, and the Germans would ravage with fire and sword Gaul, penetrating as far as Italy. The Roman government tried to respond, but its response was to undermine the very foundation that had made the empire so successful. Instead of paying two taxes a day, instead of working 2 days a year to pay your taxes, by the 3rd century, most of your time was spent working to pay your taxes. A vast increase in taxation, a large, ever more inefficient bureaucracy, a large, ever more inefficient army was created, and more taxes to pay for the bureaucracy and the army. And the result was not to stop the barbarian invasions, but simply to lure them further into the Roman Empire. Iran in the middle of the 3rd century would become revitalized by religious fundamentalism, and a Roman emperor would be carried off into captivity to be skinned alive and his dyed skin hung up in a temple of the great god Ahura Mazda. And the Germans would first ravage again and finally begin to dismember the western part of the empire. And so would begin to arise the modern states of France, Frankreich, the land of the Franks, England, the land of the Angles and Saxons, and even Spain would fall under barbarian rule. The Roman Empire fell because of these failures of foreign policy, these failures to act resolutely in the time of Augustus and again in the time of Trajan, to solve with finality these two frontier issues. That was the catalyst and ultimate cause which then precipitated the taxation and bureaucracy that sapped the ordinary Roman citizens' belief and confidence. It had been the middle class which supported the empire, and the vast taxations of the 3rd and 4th century made them lose first their confidence and then even their loyalty in the imperial government. I say to you that if we could bring Julius Caesar back to give us a lesson in this lecture, he would say that our refusal to act with finality, first at the time of the Iranian hostage controversy and then at the time of the Gulf War, has left us with a bitter legacy, a harvest that we will one day reap in the Near East. And Caesar would also say that Russia is a superpower. Do not delude yourself. They are armed to the teeth with nuclear weapons. They have a foreign policy with a tradition that is chauvinistic, xenophobic, and expansionistic. They feel a deep humiliation at what they see as our betrayal, our refusal to go in with something like a Marshall Plan after they had rid themselves of communism, our failure to create an economic structure that would make democracy finally viable in that unhappy land. And they would say, you cannot wall out the problems of foreign policy. And that our current failure to have a systematic foreign policy may bring back the fruits of the fall of Rome.